FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Ward 31 councillor Ramona McKenzie says she's written to the Etigwini Water and Sanitation head demanding answers over an alleged water contamination crisis in Musgrave and Overport. It's understood it was caused by a burst pipe last month, which allowed raw sewage to enter the drinking water system. McKenzie says despite early warnings from concerned residents, the municipality has only issued a formal alert for them to boil their water. She says it's put the health of thousands at serious risk.
Tests have since confirmed the presence of E. coli in the water supply. Businesses were also affected. In response, the DA is demanding a comprehensive report outlining a full timeline of municipal actions, reasons for the failure to act promptly, why the public was not warned sooner.
Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says claims that HIV and AIDS programs are collapsing is creating uncertainty among potential investors.
There have been numerous media statements, articles and claims that the HIV/AIDS program has collapsed or is on the verge of collapse. Seems like there is a belief that the battle against HIV and AIDS can only happen in office. And if the campaign is not seen there in such buildings, then it means it is not happening.
Motsoaledi briefed the media yesterday on the country's progress to mitigate the impact of the withdrawal of US funding from PEPFAR. He says patients previously supported under PEPFAR have been absorbed into public clinics, with treatment continuing without disruption.
I can report to you now, as I'm standing here in front of you, that we've been able to reach 520,700 people living with HIV and AIDS and initiated them on treatment. And this includes women, men and children.
In other news, Deputy President Paul Mashatile has urged South African farmers not to leave the country. Mashatile was speaking at the Nampo Harvest Day in the Free State yesterday. It's as a group of 49 Afrikaners left for the US this week after being granted refugee status there. Mashatile has assured farmers that government values their contribution to job creation and food security.
And we are making sure that these farmers do have access to new technologies as well. They must have access to markets, access to finance.
President Cyril Ramaphosa will embark on a four-day working visit to the US next week to engage with President Donald Trump. And abroad, Hamas has confirmed it's been having direct peace talks with the US. The militant group says it's calling on Donald Trump to pressure Israel, believing the US president can help broker a deal to end the conflict. It says it's also pushing for the total withdrawal of Israeli troops and for the Gaza Strip to be rebuilt without forceful migration. Senior Hamas official Dr. Bassem Naim is speaking from a clip from Sky News.
We are ready to hand over all the prisoners immediately if we can be sure that this will lead to an end of this war and to allow the humanitarian aid to get into Gaza. If these two conditions are fulfilled, yes, we are ready to hand over all the prisoners.
Durban and Pietermaritzburg are high of 25 degrees today, Richards Bay 27.
And look what's coming up in your sport. Amajita bid for their first continental title as they secure a final in the under-20 AFCON against Morocco. Tottenham manager Ange Postecoglou insists he'll put the best team out to win their Premier League match against Aston Villa. And world's number 5, Jasmine Paolini, will face Coco Gauff in the Italian Open final.